Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So it's the weekend. You walk into the restaurant. It's your favorite restaurant. You've been looking forward to this all week. You've been working hard. It's been stressful. Successful, but stressful. You sit down. The waiter comes over, hands you the menu, and says, "What do you want?" Pardon me, what do I want? There's no greeting. There is no kindness. There is just anger in the voice of the waiter or waitress because they just had a go around with the cooks in the kitchen. And you're thinking to yourself, I came here for an enjoyable meal. I came here for a little peace and quiet with my family. I came here to enjoy myself, and I've got this person who's just, wow, is angry. So you order, they come back, and they throw the food on the table. And you go, what is going on with that person? Well, you're already there. The food's in front of you. You eat it, and before you know it, they're coming and picking the plates up and rushing you out the door. And you say to yourself, what happened here? I don't want to go back. I wanted to enjoy myself. Well, doesn't the same thing happen at work? Who showed up for work today at your business? Was it a pleasant person? Were you pleasant? Was it a person who was going to be informative? Was it a person that was going to help the customers? Or was it someone who just could not be bothered? It was an inconvenience to show up at work. Now, profits are made moment by moment, hour by hour, and day by day. And the most important thing that we have in our company is our customers. Now, we can argue many different ways. We can say the most important things are the employees, and they are. The most important things are the customers. But if someone's coming into work and they are not pleasant, and that includes you, the CEO, president, or business owner, if you're not creating the right tone, if you're not creating the right culture, if you're not creating a positive attitude, and you have doom and gloom surrounding you, if everything is negative, if the problems of the world are on your shoulder, and you're not showing your coworkers, your employees, your customers, how happy you are to see them. Well, what's going to happen? The customers are going to go someplace else. The clients are going to go someplace else. They're going to say, I don't need this. The employees, if they're not working in a pleasant environment and it's a grumpy environment, they're not going to want to come to work. And, you know, being grumpy is kind of like a virus. It spreads. So make sure when you walk into your office that you are determined, you are going to get the job done, you are going to have will, drive, and determination, but you're going to direct everything in the right direction. And if someone in your company is not going in the right direction, you've got to sit them down and say, what's going on? You seem a little disturbed today. You know, we've got to have the right attitude here. If we don't have the right attitude, no one's going to want to do business with us. And also, when you have the right attitude, it clears your mind. It permits you to think. You can think of better solutions. You can come up with better ideas. When you eliminate the negativity and you say, I'm going to be positive and I'm going to move things forward, they just happen because you are going to move them forward. When you walk into your business and you go, everything in the world is bad. Everything. I can't believe it. Oh, my goodness. Guess what? Everything is bad. So, in a sense, you control your own destiny. surround yourself with positive thoughts, positive people. Make sure that your business is one that people want to do business with, because the people running the business are inspiring. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.